Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Road Trips, Navigating Life with Jesus. Today, Andrew Warnes and I continue our conversation on social media. In this part of our conversation, we discuss the practical side of using social media for the glory of God. Andrew has some amazing practical tips on how to use or not use social media and how it relates to our relationship with God. I'm Tyler Wall, and you're listening to Road Trips.
Yeah, I love that. I think, and you and I have talked about this, but there is a level of self-awareness that we need to have about our sin, about our struggles, because I think that sometimes, especially with social media, because like you said, it's something that is designed, like there's a reason why they call you a user and not a customer, because you are using a product, and any product will want you to spend as much time and energy on that product as possible, and continue to use it and continue to spend time on it. And so I think with anything, and with especially social media, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, is this something that is first and foremost taking me away from my relationship with God? Am I saying that I don't have time to read scripture, yet I watch reels for 30 minutes before bed? Then am I really being honest about the fact that, like, no, I don't have time for spiritual things? It's like, maybe we do, but maybe we're using it on social media, or when it's taking us away from true relationships as well.
Yeah.
When it's taking us away from the abundant life. That's something that I've been thinking about a lot, this idea of the abundant life. Yeah. But if it's taking us away from that life that Jesus provides for us, then like you said, that's between you and God, and you can have great advice. You can have great wisdom, but at the end of the day, it is you and God with an open Bible saying, okay, like, what are we going to do here? Am I going to take it off my phone and just use it on my computer? Am I going to deactivate my account for a little while, which is something you could do? Am I going to totally delete it? Am I going to delete one and maybe keep the other? And like you said there at the beginning, it's really a struggle for me personally, because you feel like you said, you feel like you have to have it, but you don't really want it. Like, I'm sure you need it for youth stuff. I need it for church stuff. I post on the church's page. I post for the podcast. But man, other than that, I'm like, I don't really have to have it, but I feel like I do. And so I'm like, well, since it's there, I might as well.
Everybody else is.
Yeah, exactly. I might as well look and see if I missed any football highlights, or if Aaron Judge hit yet another home run. But you brought up some great points as always. And I know we've had conversations about this, and at the end of the day, I know it's cliche, but if it is taking you away from your relationship with God, and if it's not helping you do that Philippians 4:8 on what to set your mind on, then we have to have that honest conversation with ourselves. Anything else you would add to that?
No, those are the, as far as being cautious with maybe when do we step away from it, I do think it comes down to that. The main gist of it is we are very good at convincing ourselves we're okay. We are. Like, you could talk about a full-on drug, heroin addict, or you could talk about someone who, again, is just justifying their addiction to scrolling on Reels. Like, it's just like, we are good at convincing yourself this isn't a bad thing. So just be willing to break that fourth wall and talk to yourself and say, like, okay, I do know what I want, and I believe I know what God desires for me. And if, again, if the propeller of my situation isn't taking me there, then I have to be candid with myself.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back to, I think the verse of the day yesterday on the Bible app was Galatians 5:24. It was like, those who belong to Christ have crucified the desires of the flesh. Yeah. And it's like, not all desires of the flesh are sinful, like eating, but you have to keep those desires in check. And I think social media, you could say, would fall under that category. Different conversation, different day, but
it's great. No, truly.
So, all right. So just a couple more questions.
Yes, sir.
Say you're a Christian using social media, kind of getting into the practical side of this, and maybe you're listening and you're thinking, like, I don't really know how to use social media. I don't really know how to go about it. Do I only post Bible verses, or if I just have it for work, do I just share what's for work? Can I post about political causes? What would you tell a Christian if they're wanting to use social media, but they're not really sure how to go about using it?
Sure. This is my scapegoat of saying, like, a couple good principles, but you're asking a guy who posts once every 2 months on Facebook, once every 6 months on Instagram, maybe 2 years ago on X, formerly Twitter. I think I've got I don't even know the other ones. I've got a few others, but so I'm just going to throw the light stuff, which is to say this, like, first off, post what you want. You know that if you're trying to glorify God, that kind of comes with a, like, obviously a caution. But that's kind of where I am. Like, I post family stuff. I post hobbies. I post what I'm interested or inspired by, or maybe even shook by. It's kind of rare and sparse. You know, use it what it is. It was initially made to be a platform for people to connect, either in, you know, communities, like in a territory, or else, like, for a specific interest. You know, lean into that, do what you want. And if you don't have anything you want to post, like, I don't know, don't twist your arm for it, man. Like, do something if you want to. But other than that, I think that it's the other deal is this, is know your purpose. We talked about, you know, using our time wisely, using our time, understanding the days are fading. And then also understand that we've been meant to dwell on and praiseworthy, admirable, pure, truthful areas of our life. So know your purpose, know your worth, know your time's worth. And so, you know, kind of lean into that. If you know your purpose for life, or your purpose for using the social media platform, not just trying to sound like climbing a ladder, you know, like textbook corporation, but just like, you know, what your purpose is, your audience, and why you're posting it, if you feel the need to do so. You know, if you are using something for work, unabashedly use it for work, use it for building up your business. Like, that's great, man. If you're using it for your spiritual world, do so. That's fantastic. I think you ought to. I've got a couple of verses here, and I think that this is it. If you feel a need, understanding that everyone's on social media primarily, that it is an unavoidable or a necessary evil or a unavoidable mountain. You know, a couple of simple passages. 1 Corinthians 12:14 says, you know, 12:7 says, now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So the Spirit of God blesses each of us for others, specifically for our spiritual family. 1 Corinthians 14:12, the second part says, since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. That's not me saying be falsely positive. I know that we need to address evil in our world, and there's a place for that. I don't want to overstep my bounds into the other discussion of negativity, but I think that our bodies and souls can only look into the abyss of online anger and frustration and world genocide so much, unless we're in the middle of it, like, we do have to speak good. We have to speak about what is evil in this world. But there's a level of, like, also, we just need to use our time to build up others. Like, use it for the good of others. So if you wish to use it for what you want. Use it for your purpose and use it for the common good of your spiritual community or for the good of others. So if you want to share a verse a day, go for it, man. We got people I follow online who post a verse every single day, and I love every single one. And I think that's great. I've got some people who don't post a single thing. That's all right. Use it the way you want to if it glorifies God. And if you don't want to, no one's twisting your arm. Get off social media if you don't want to use it.
I love it. I think about my brother Zachary, who I think he's made three. I don't know if changing your profile pic actually counts as a post.
Sure.
But I think he's made two posts. It was, I don't even think I was on Facebook then. It was when he got the job at Faith Village and two, when he got engaged to Taylor. I'm like, those are great sure. things to post.
Hey,
about.
You know what? That's You're it. Those are the only two you got. Just
do it.
He's too busy running up mountains. He doesn't have time for his social media. Get out of here.
Yeah, casually. I did not get that gene, whatever the running up mountain gene is. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, I think about also when I was thinking about our conversation, I was thinking about 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I was thinking of what Paul talks about the new creation. And I think verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And I think just that whole chapter, from 11 to 21 there is so crucial. When we think about our new life in Christ and who we are in Christ, that should change every single aspect of the way we live our lives. And that includes the way we go about social media. And you were talking about using it for the good and using it for the building up of others and using it as a way of glorifying God. And like you said, don't want to go too much into the negative here, but also we were talking about last week, just the anger and the rage of our culture feeding into that. I don't know if that's necessarily living as that new creation or being an ambassador to Christ. I always heard it as you are a representative of Christ and that goes to how we use our social media. But then at the same time, I remember our last conversation, we had so much like caveat and balance. I think there's some balance here as well, because I don't think we shame people for, you only post about your word, but you never post. Well, maybe that's the only reason why they even have an account in the first place. So there is some balance to be had. There is some there's a lot of nuance to be had. And I think just a quick note about what you said there about how much of our lives should be spent looking at all the terrible in the world. I'm big on that. I think that there should be a limit on how much news we consume, because it is only most of the time, 99% of the time, it's really just bad news. So we do need to be careful about how much of the negativity we see on social media. So last question, I think we've covered a whole lot, but if there's anything else, what are just some general principles about social media that we as Christians can follow just in our everyday lives?
Awesome. So I'm going to use it as a very quick summary or just making mention of something I didn't before. So here we go. Take initiative with the dreams and the accomplishments you and God aspire for in yourself. Like, just know what you're here for. Know your purpose in life, know your worth from God, know what your ambition for in your day-to-day life and your ultimate form of life, and know that, like, that's it. Your mission statement, thesis statement, whatever, you know, corporate ladder jargon you want to use, like, know why you're here. Know that the days are short and your time and your attention and your heart is valuable, and know that. And if you got that, like, social media, no social media, sports, no sports, news outlets, no news outlets, it kind of doesn't matter. Just know that, and you will, I think, know your why, as the phrase goes. The second one is this, as you summarized beautifully: seek help and truth and beauty in life first and foremost. We have to address and acknowledge evil in our world. We have to be cautious of the dangers of online living, the lies, the falsehood, the loss of money, the loss of dignity, the loss of the value of sexuality, the loss of purity. And we should be aware of those things. But if you seek for hope and seek for truth and seek for the beauty of God, I think you'll keep doing good. Thirdly, we mentioned before, know your limits. Know your limits and try not to get close to them. Know your limits. Be honest with yourself. It's so easy to say, like, hey, I've talked to somebody about it, sought wisdom. I've put up, you know, some sort of like safeguard on my phone. But the human body is able to, and the human mind is able to push past it and rationalize as much as they want to and capable of. So you know your limits and try to be cautious with yourself and try not to get close to the edge. Fourthly, make it communal in nature. Just do it. Like, that's why it's there. If it wasn't a communal element, then it should be gone. If it's just some AI slosh that you're over there in the your own pool of entertainment, then, like, what's the point of it? It's meant to ultimately connect us to loved ones, connect us to others, help us to go out there and find someone who's got a Frisbee golf group, helps us be able to see what the sports game ended up as, is able to be a place for us to meet up with people. Like, use it for community. Use it to encourage. Use it to send your friends reels on social media, or your wife another recipe you should try. In the year of 2025, maybe don't poke people on Facebook anymore, but I don't know. Do what you got to do, man. And then the last one is this: step into reality as often as you humanly can. Those safeguards can come in different places, you know, like maybe it is just simply start off the day with scripture. Maybe it's as simple as mealtimes, no phone. Maybe it's as big as a full day. Saturdays without any sort of technology. Maybe it's a full month without social media, but step into reality. Don't view social media as this evil corporation unless it is that for you. Understand that, yes, it's there, it's present, but also it's just that. It's in our reality, but it's not reality. So as long as it is viewed as something that isn't reality, that has its, you know, that has its fun in its beauty, but its limitations, I think you'll be okay as long as you choose reality, choose life, choose people each day. I think you'll be ultimately okay.
Yeah, man. I really don't have anything else to add to that, except that it's just so good. So good. And you kind of mentioned that I never really thought about was, you said that social media can be this big evil thing if you allow it to be. And I guess just another angle of this that I didn't really think about is the fact that people have genuinely used their talents for the good. You mentioned recipes. I mean, people have posted recipes on there. They've shared their musical talents. I thought of people who really enjoy graphic design, have made some really beautiful art and designs on there. So thankful for Canva and all that it, you know, has done for me, because I don't have that talent. So other people make it. And so, but yeah, there is a lot of there is a lot of good on it. But I think also, like you were saying, using it in moderation and realizing what is truly important and what should truly come before that. I love what you said about reading scripture or doing something before screens or having that rule and that discipline in place to where you just say, from this point to this point, I'm not going to be on social media. My mom has a no phone rule at the table, and I never really had an issue with it because I'm like, yeah, I need to be told not to be on my phone sometimes. So, I think that that's, I think
girl Lori. Really good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We love her. But I think just having those disciplines and those rules in place so that we don't make it the ultimate thing and that we don't make it the end all be all, the main community, the main place where we grow spiritually, and the main place where we find our identity and our worth, that shouldn't be found in social media. And I think that we can strike that balance there. So
absolutely.
Andrew, you brought up some really good stuff, as you always do, and I really appreciate you coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me, as always, brother.